Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Destruction. There is no other way to term the Phoenix Suns game to 123-98 win over the Denver Nuggets in downtown Phoenix last night. The Suns won every quarter of the game. They led by as many as 31 points en route to their fifth straight playoff win. Devin Booker led six Suns players in double figures with 18 points. Chris Paul, 17 points, 15 assists, zero turnovers. By the way, since turnovers were first tracked in the NBA, there's only been nine games in which a player has had 15 or more assists and zero turnovers in a game. Of those nine, three belong to Chris Paul, and he's done it for three different franchises in three different decades.
That's really that. I mean, could you paint a better picture with that statistic? No, you couldn't.
Nope.
That's truly remarkable. That frames Chris Paul for who he is.
And what he still is.
Yeah,
he was amazing last night. Denver coach Michael Malone called his team soft after game one. After last night, he said he felt they quit. Nikola Jokic, playing his first game after winning the MVP award, scored 24 points, grabbed 13 rebounds, but disagreed again with Malone's assessment. Michael Porter Jr. played through back issues, but was pretty terrible all night. He shot just 3 of 13 from the floor and was a target of the Suns' offense all night long. He finished with a game-worst minus 26 plus-minus rating. Will Barton did play for the first time since April and was a rare bright spot for Denver. He had 10 points and 15 minutes off the bench, but man, you got to dig pretty deep to find another bright spot for the Denver Nuggets, who are in an 0-2 hole. Game 3 at Ball Arena in Denver tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip. You can hear it here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, beginning with pregame coverage at 6 o'clock. It was another special night at
really
Phoenix
was.
Suns Arena.
That's a good way of putting it. There was a real sense of power and control from the Phoenix Suns last night that really have kind of, I don't know, open some eyes, open some horizons. They've got a very special opportunity now to make short work of a series in a Western Conference semifinals. And in the context of the NBA playoffs, that's gold. That is flat out gold.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Two games on the playoff schedule tonight. Bucks hosting Brooklyn and Milwaukee in Game 3 of their Eastern Conference semifinal. Brooklyn leads 2-0. That game will get underway at 4:30 Arizona time. Then it's Game 2 of Jazz Clippers in Utah. Jazz looking to go up 2-0 in that matchup. Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz named the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year for the third time in the last four seasons. Gobert received 84 of 100 first-place votes to beat out Philadelphia's Ben Simmons and Draymond Green of the Warriors. He's also only the fourth player in league history to win the award at least three times, joining Dikembe Mutombo, Ben Wallace, and Dwight Howard. So pretty rare company there for the guy they call the Stifle Tower.
Did
you see this, Bick?
What's that?
The D-backs lost on the road.
Oh, I did. I did see that.
They fell 4-0 to the Oakland A's to cap off another winless road trip and extend their losing streak away from home to 19 in a row.
Yeah.
The woeful D-backs offense can manage just two hits in the game, a Tim LoCastro single in the second and a Ketel Marte infield single in the sixth, and that was it. They won't lose on the road today because they're not on the road. It's a day off before they host the Angels for a three-game weekend interleague series starting tomorrow night. And I know we've hinted at it. We haven't talked a ton of Diamondbacks because, you know, the Valley's got Suns fever right now. But if this continues, what kind of changes can you expect? Would it include a managerial change? I know Gambo squelched that thinking yesterday on the Burns and Gambo show that Torrey Lovello's not going anywhere, but you can't stand completely pat if you're the Diamondbacks after witnessing what we've witnessed.
I don't know that what I think they'll do is trade off players. That's what I think they'll do. I think it really just comes up, as we talked about yesterday, does Torrey Lovello want to see this thing through? I think out of respect to him, they'd say, listen, you want to part ways, you want to deal with this because we're going to break this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that there's any imminent reason to fire him. This is not a managerial issue. This is not an underperforming baseball team. It's a bad baseball team. And I thought Derek Hall was hysterical this morning. He came on. He's like, thanks a lot, guys, for bringing me on to disrupt this great civic party to talk about a baseball team with the 19-game losing streak. Appreciate that. That was funny.
Hey, at least he can read the room.
Yeah, right.
According to our own John Gambadoro, the Coyotes will interview Mike Van Rijn for their vacant head coaching position. Van Rijn worked on the staff of the St. Louis Blues, previously was the head coach for the Tucson Roadrunners of the AHL. Of course, they're trying to fill the seat that was vacated by the mutual parting of ways by the club and Rick Tocchet in May. And the Cardinals, they signed second-round draft pick Rondale Moore to a four-year deal. The former Purdue star being signed mean that the Cardinals have now inked every member of their 2021 draft class.
Congratulations.
So everybody's in the fold. There you go. There's your splash for Thursday, June 10th, 2021.